Yeah.
Umbrella.
Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one.
T. T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to CKUT on the Wednesday morning after. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have a full show lined up for you today with two musical interviews. Our first guest is Takis from Jamaica. Her soulful music carries you into her world. The second interview is Leandro. He plans lots of music for the next year. Take a listen to his interview coming up. 8 a.m. brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings weather, and we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Things were pretty good when our eyes were closed. Thought that we could move out on our own. One little twist, our hats in the rain. You set the rules, we planned the party. The last day of June, oh, the urgency. We saw a couple of meals you made and we set out for a very childish summer. Pretty good day. The sun looked good today. You rise and it's already fading away. You tell me you would never lose. I told you we should think and talk it through. You move past the feeling. Once you get up, but you sat down again. We sold a couple of meals you made, and we set out for a silly plan together. look at me, I'm right here. On the other side of the scenery you're looking at, with a blind eye. The street lights shine on my doubts. Beneath my feet the world is moving, but motionless I remain.
Find my way.
to the ground that nobody ever claimed. Make friends with the passersby and give them a name. I was always running from the creatures hiding from me then. Now I'd always find my way back home again.
Canadian singer-songwriter and daughter of Jamaica's queen of gospel, Claudel Clark, has been following in her mother's footsteps since the age of five. Blending the genres of reggae, dancehall, world beat, afrobeat, funk, and at times ska, Takis uses her deep and soulful voice to captivate her listeners. With us today, we have Takis. Hi, Takis, and welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's truly a pleasure to be here.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Yeah, sure. Well, my name is Takis. Actually, this is my real name. I am Jamaican born Canadian, part raised in Canada, spent some time in Spain, almost 7 years. And from there is, my mom being the pioneer of gospel in Jamaica, but way back in the days of the 60s, 70s, Bob Marley time, 80s actually. She was sharing stage with artists such as Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and so on and so forth. As a child growing up, I saw when I was a baby, my mom on stage and amongst a whole vast audience. And I was enthralled by it. So that just left me when I was a baby, in the 80s sort of thing. And then, later on, as I developed my singing, I've been, ever since I was a kid, I was singing. I was in concerts, or I was in competitions from Jamaica to Canada. I've always been singing. But I didn't realize that I actually had something to do with writing and getting involved as an artist. So when I was in Spain, I had my bands, and one band in particular, which they are awesome, my brothers, mis hermanos, we started creating, right? For myself, as we're jamming at rehearsals, I was like, keep going, I'm gonna write, and that's where I really recognized that I had the potential. First song that I wrote was for my mom, which is called Glory. When I first learned the acoustic guitar briefly, and I created this song for her, and that was years before I went back to Spain, so I knew I had something. But when I went to Spain, everything took a turn, and from there on, I became a reggae fusion artist in 2015, and I started out in Montreal. I decided that I was going to take this particular realm have that roots reggae vibe going on, and then adding more Afro, more funk, everything that encompasses me, because I live from all over the world. And yeah, that's how I really got started.
What is the process you go through when you invent a song?
Me, it's easy for me to write if I'm inspired by some event that occurs in my life or in someone else's life or just around the world. I'll be walking and an idea may pop in. And the one thing I do now is grab my recorder and start singing. Yeah. If I hear a beat, because sometimes artists, yeah, because I know that if I stop, then I'll forget everything, you know, and I won't recall because I have that short-term memory, you know. But sometimes if there's a rhythm or beat that's been provided or that I hear, I can automatically just write on it depending if I feel the vibe and, of course, the theme behind it. So, yeah, for me, it takes me 15, 20 minutes at times to write a song. Or if I really want to get into more depth at times, it could take me up to an hour, you know, so it's relative.
You've recently released a new single, Warrior King. What is the story behind this song?
Warrior King is an uplifting song. I tell you this, I've been growing so much in over the years, and I've become someone more spiritual in the sense that I'm non-religious. And I recognize that as I am growing and I'm in fulfilling my joy of being amongst my ancestors, I recognize that I'm one of the very few people in the world, because there's so many people who are religious. And with that being, my choices for the ideal partner is very limited, and I'm okay with that. What I recognize though is that the way people are loving each other these days, both male and female, sometimes it's taking a toll. And I wanted a perspective from a female point for men to recognize that a king or someone that is worthy of having a wonderful woman or man, whatever you choose to, because I'm open anyway, you go, love is love, you know, they could feel a sense of, oh, this is what it takes to be like a warrior king. You know, it doesn't have to be somebody fighting in the front battle. It could be somebody just holding your hand when you need it. And I feel like women need to tell a little bit more to men, because I find that men have it the hardest sometimes in society, you know, and especially in my community, Black men and Black women. So yeah, that was the essential part of Warrior King, where people can feel good telling somebody, hey, this is what I feel about you. And the person could feel great receiving it in return. Ooh, this is how you feel about me, right? So yeah, hence Warrior King. It's like a mythical song to make you feel good.
Maybe hear some of your music?
Absolutely, yes.
This is Warrior King on the Wednesday Morning After.
Take a little warning.
What we are go bring?
We need some old school loving.
I da da di thing.
We don't wanna go sing no horsing.
No play no games.
A father figure for the children.
You don't know your place.
We need a teacher, a farmer, a logical mind, a leader strong and willing to free up we mind. We don't wanna sleep and no pray, and we want a real thing. We have an open mind. Athleticism.
I feel you deeply. I know that you're my warrior king.
It's hard to conceive.
You're my one and only king.
No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my. Someone for love me and hold me
when life is unkind.
For put my head on their shoulders
so I can unwind.
For whole a reason, a season.
I doubt anything.
I wanna ride or die.
I doubt you could bring
someone for walk by my side and not in front of me. For hold my hand so tight with me anxiety. But I'm on for what? Where I could fall asleep. But give me joy inside when he's protective of me. I feel you deeply.
I know that you're my warrior king.
It's hard to conceive.
You're my one and only king.
No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my. But I want a man to come around me. Just screw
up me mind. We have a clean heart, a pure soul, a mind so divine. We want a doctor, a lawyer, a banker too. A teacher, a lover, it could be you. We want a plumber, a drummer, a bus driver, mechanic. You don't know, we have the answer. We don't want a stuck up boy, we don't want a coward man. We are the king and queen, you have to overstand. We are gonna plant the seeds in the motherland. If you want real love, we have to make a plan.
That you're my warrior king.
It's hard to conceive.
You're my one and only king.
No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my. Someone to love me and hold me
when life is unkind.
To put my head on the shoulders
so I can unwind.
For what a reason, a season.
I that I did think.
I wanna ride or die.
I that you bring.
Someone to walk by my side and not in front of me. For hold my hand so tight with me anxiety. With a mouth so wide where I could fall asleep. Where give me joy inside when he's protective of me. I feel you deeply.
I know that you're my warrior king.
It's hard to conceive.
You're my one and only king.
No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my dreams.
How has COVID-19 affected your career this year?
Well, to be honest, I am someone who loves to solve problems and not just to linger on them. And so because of this pandemic, I've decided to go stronger and harder in my career. So it has been affecting me in a positive way. I've gotten some great coverage. Warri King is actually going stronger than any of my other previous songs. And I've got a sufficient list. It's on Spotify lists. It's going on varying radio programs and magazines, Canadian Beats, Tinnitus, all these wonderful Namibia, the countries in Africa that are calling out the song, which is great. So for me, COVID is doing well for me. And I'm sad to say that there are a lot of people who are having difficulties. So that's why I'm like, oh, you know, there are hardships. This is why my mission is to continue working on great music, so to uplift for people, because times are really hard, even though it's not so hard for me, I must admit. Yeah.
How do you plan to celebrate the release of Warrior King?
Oh, I'm already celebrating. After taking a little break, which is a day or two, because I'm constantly busy, I fully intend to continue the mission of spreading the word. I really want Warrior King to be everywhere, because right now it's on different lists, on different indie lists and so on. So that's a celebration for me, wherein I can tap into different genres and different ethnicities and people can embrace the song. And also, you know, for I will be doing a few performances in the future. But in the first instance, the concept by celebrating is to really spreading the word. And, you know, especially with the official video being out, that's a great way to see how eclectic and romantic and sexy and positive all the vibe is about Warrior King. So yes, that would be the celebration.
May we hear some more of your music?
Absolutely, yes, go ahead.
This is the Womanhood Remix featuring Sunray on CKUT.
From a light of fire, embrace your own. You speak the language of love. From the womb, we start to grow. Our seeds were made to sow. The truth is in the life that we aspire. Our mamas we're grateful for they're here to stay. They won't go away. In our minds, our hearts, and our souls. Woman, woman, womanhood. Woman, woman, womanhood.
woman is the mother of creation, the first teacher, yeah, you know, of the nation. She balances out our vibration, keep us in good meditation, sanctification, healing of the nations. So treat her good and treat her right. When we got sick, she stayed up all night. With so much love, she's just like a dove.
One would say, in the laps of the field, many are destined to be who they are. Some have no choice, it's what they've been told. Yet they won't fear a wounded heart. If you can find a way, if you can see the light, then you'll understand what we fight for. Make sure you know, and wherever you go, appreciate that woman at your door. Woman, 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 ooh. Woman, 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 ooh. Feel the weight, feel the weight, send it all
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can simply type in T-A-K-E-Y-C-E and it will take you to varying places. I have my radio show and podcast, A Multilingual Affair, which airs on Thursdays on CKUT, 6 to 7 a.m. But I also can be found on Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Spotify. Just also my website, which is takeys.com, T-A-K-E-Y-C-E.com. But once again, I just say, just look up Takeys and you should be able to find me here.
Well, thanks for your interview today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It truly is a pleasure, Sheila. And I wish you all the best and sending much love and strength and energy and light to all those out there during this difficult time.
You've been listening to Takeys speaking about her latest single, Warrior King. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cocky-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon.
In the morning,
in the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Leandro's latest release sends the neo-gothic into the modern world. He's got a sound all his own. With us today, we have Leandro. Hi, Leandro, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. It's wonderful to be here.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be the musician you are.
Well, okay. So for all of you listeners out there, thank you for listening. My name is Leandro, and I'm based in Vancouver, British Columbia. here in the good old country of Canada. And I've been in, I'm originally from Manila, Philippines, and I've been in, and I've been a Canadian citizen or been living here for the past 24 years. For the past several years in the entertainment industry, I was mostly behind the scenes. I had been a stage director, choreographer, backup dancer, backup singer for other live acts. So it has always been me behind the scenes or sort of like in the side as a backup performer. And this is the first time that I'm actually going to be putting myself in the forefront. And I'm just for 2021. I mean, I technically started doing my songs last year, 2020. What a fateful year. And now I'm currently starting my own music, and I'm dubbing it as an EDM rock protest pop dance music. And it's all going to be original songs that I wrote myself.
What inspired your latest single, Da Vinci?
Oh, gosh. How it started was, it was actually pre-pandemic. It was around January where I wrote the song. A little did I realize it's going to be so significant now. But what transpired, it was me watching a lot of documentaries and videos about the Me Too movement, about what happened with Harvey Weinstein and the whole scandal that has happened in Hollywood and how women were treated pretty badly. And I've always been a feminist, you know, ever since I was young, having grown up with really strong older sisters and a very strong mother. So this is something that I've actually had this in mind with women, being able to actually harness your own femininity. Whether you're a man or a woman, there's always going to be that feminine side inside of you. And that's how Da Vinci started, with Magdalene being in all of us. And also, I'm a big fan of Da Vinci Code and all of the conspiracy theories. So I do. That's how I started with Da Vinci. It's also me being gay, openly gay, and, you know, fighting for freedom and rights and to be true to oneself.
What is the process you go through when you produce a song and a video?
Okay, so it's not as if I would sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a song. It never happens that way. It's not like it's never like an office situation where you're going to be sitting down and then start writing, have a specific topic. This actually came with a specific line, and that was, there's a Magdalene in all of us. That was how it actually started. And originally I thought I was going to be writing something about just Mary Magdalene and call it Mary Magdalene, not Da Vinci. Eventually it evolved into becoming more about the ode to the Renaissance artist, Leonardo da Vinci. And then I started with a line, and then it became a melody. And before you know it, I mean, I was writing the song like within 30 minutes. It took literally just 30 minutes for me to write the whole song. I'm not a musician. I don't play any instruments at all. I don't know how to play the piano or guitar, but I do know my notes like in my head. So I ended up recording it with a kick drum that I found on YouTube, put it all in GarageBand, did a little terrible sounding demo to begin with. But I was able to actually just put together the entire song with just kick drums and my melodies and my words. So I just recorded them all and sent it to a producer, a very brilliant one. He's called Nomadic Sound, based in Victoria. And it became an online thing. Like ended up collaborating online. And he's a great musician and a great beat maker. And he was able to arrange Da Vinci for me. And that's how it all started, really. It was just one line. And then it became a melody, and it became a full production.
May we listen to some of your music?
Of course. Yes, for sure.
Well, this is Da Vinci on the Wednesday Morning After.
Knowledge of the past and the place of the earth is the ornament food of the mind of man.
There is a Magdalene in all of us. Quiet and perfect hushed all of us. There is a feminine inside of us. Part queen, part prisoner, part us. The Mona Lisa grins inside of you.
Saddle
room,
loved him, lost him, child of
his. There is a
say, do not see beyond the blindness. Do they know their mindless, witless, gullible?
You. As your career was impacted by the current pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happened was, I mean, I did start writing pre-pandemic. So it wasn't as if it was the pandemic that actually pushed me to write. I was already writing before that, but the pandemic became a catalyst. It became a major catalyst to my songwriting. I started writing songs pre-pandemic about personal things, heartbreaks and disappointments, and a lot about mental health issues. So a lot of my songs are basically very personal songs. What pushed me to become a protest pop singer was the pandemic. And that actually led me to a genre that I thought that was kind of untapped right now when it comes to pop music. I'm heavily inspired by Nina Simone. She was this legendary jazz singer who actually was a huge part of the civil rights movement back in the 60s in America. And having been such a huge fan of hers and her voice and her singing, and I really took a lot of pages from her songbooks in terms of being honest and being candid. So Black Lives Matter and civil rights movement and gay rights and everything else, that's how my music ended up becoming the way it is right now currently with my four songs that I've released, all protest pop music, but very, very danceable music. So that's how the pandemic actually was able to inspire me and to influence me to become who the artist that I am right now.
How do you plan to celebrate this release?
Well, I'm actually, as we speak, this is my celebration. Like, you are literally my first interview in terms of me, like, being able to push my brand, my music brand for 2021. And I do have a ton of other interviews lined up and articles. So this is my way of celebrating. I literally just dropped my music video for Da Vinci yesterday. And the following day, I'm here talking to you guys.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Absolutely. Please feel free to.
This is Lava on CKUT.
He had a dream.
These days, I heard George Floyd cry for his murder. fire just kept shooting at the rising monster. Time for defeat. We heard George Floyd cry for his mother, please. I can breathe while the four cops just stared at him. They did nothing for what seemed like forever. Now that Black Lives Matter, we rise from within.
Some free listening time or buy your music, where should they go?
Oh gosh, well, definitely Spotify is the obvious choice. I am pretty active there with releasing music, so people go find me on Spotify. I'm also available in Apple Music as well if you have your own account. iTunes is the best way also to get my music, and Amazon Music. I am also part of other platforms like Deezer. And I'm also even on SoundCloud. But if you are an Instagram user, follow me on Instagram because that's the most where I'm active at. And I do have a link tree up in my bio that will actually send you to all of my music, including my music videos on YouTube. So Instagram is Leandro the Official.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much, Sheila. And, let's have an amazing 2021. And I look forward to hearing from the fans. Thank you.
You have been listening to Leandro speaking about his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We'll be right back.
fights.
Is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
Those who incited an attack on the People's House do not get to talk about healing and unity. They have torn this country apart. They have stoked the fire and then handed the gasoline to Donald Trump.
On Donald Trump's final full day as president, we speak with one of his fiercest critics, Congressmember Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. We'll talk about the insurrection at the Capitol, impeachment, President-elect Biden's agenda for his first 100 days, and the Flint water crisis as former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder faces criminal charges. Then we look at the increasing radicalization of police officers across the country.
A lot of police departments have essentially ignored the fact that many of their officers have become increasingly radicalized, falling into both white supremacist ideology, extremist right-wing ideology.
Plus, we look at President-elect Biden's response to the insurrection.
They weren't protesters. Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists.
The ACLU is warning Biden's support of a new domestic terror law will end up being used to target black and brown people, not just white supremacists. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the Quarantine Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The World Health Organization warned Monday wealthy nations are hoarding COVID-19 vaccines at the expense of the world's poor, leaving millions of elderly people vulnerable even as younger, healthy people in richer nations get vaccinated. WHO chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus spoke Monday from Geneva, 1 year after first cases of COVID-19 were detected outside China.
I need to be blunt. The world is on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure. And the price of this failure will be paid with lives and livelihoods in the world's poorest countries.
He warned wealthy countries are circumventing the UN's program to ensure the fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, known as COVAX, driving up prices and jumping to the front of the line. This comes as worldwide confirmed coronavirus cases top 24 million, with over 2 million documented deaths from COVID-19. The United States death toll from COVID-19 has topped 400,000, by far the worst in the world. California has become the first state to top 3 million cases. In Los Angeles County, where about 10 people are dying of COVID-19 every hour, officials have suspended air quality regulations to allow for more cremations after funeral homes and hospitals exceeded their capacity to store bodies of the dead. President-elect Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, warns the U.S. death toll will reach a half million by the end of February. Over the weekend, the Trump administration said it would lift COVID restrictions on international travelers, but Biden's transition team immediately shut down Trump's plans. Governors around the U.S. are accusing the Trump administration of misleading them about vaccine supplies after the Washington Post reported the U.S. vaccine reserve was exhausted when Health and Human Services Secretary Alex